I thank you guys for being here today. This is my second time here at the Beltline. And I don't know how many of you were here last year, but I presented results on actually using FAME analysis to identify nematodes. And here today I'm going to elaborate on this by delineating mixed populations of Rhodolenchus reniformis and Meloidogyne incognita with FAME analysis. Now the research question is, can the ratios, various ratios that you find in the field, 75% Meloidogyne to 25% Rhodolenchus reniformis and so on, can they be actually delineated and differentiated with this FAME analysis as the different species can? Now, as I said, the previous research, we showed that we could determine between the nematode species and that in samples containing more than 100 individuals of either Rhodolenchus reniformis or Meloidogyne incognita, we could detect the nematodes and differentiate them between the two species. Also, there are two unique fatty acids that are found in Rhodolenchus reniformis. It's a 16-1 carbon fatty acid and an 18-1 carbon fatty acid. These are only found in Rhodolenchus reniformis, and when they are found in populations of, so I can find my mouse, greater than 100 at 250, you see them always within the reniform population analyses, and it gives you a clear indication that you have reniform nematode all the way through up to 10,000 per sample. Now our hypothesis for this test is that there will be no detectable change in the fatty acid profiles when populations of Meloidogyne incognita and Rhodolenchus reniformis are mixed. Now the alternative hypothesis is that there will be detectable changes and that we can differentiate between these separate ratios with FAME analysis. Now for the materials and methods, the experimental design for this uses two population levels of 5,000 total vermiform and egg individuals per sample, and also 5,000 per sample. The ratio percentages start out at 100% Meloidogyne incognita to 0% Rhodolenchus reniformis, down to pure samples of Rhodolenchus reniformis at 100% for both population levels. There are 10 replications each of each ratio for a total of 100 samples analyzed. Now for sample preparation, the vermiform and eggs were extracted from cotton plants grown in the greenhouse for both species. Combined gravity screening and sucrose flotation were used to extract the vermiform from the soil, and Clorox with agitation were used to extract the eggs from the roots. All of these samples were hand-picked and placed into the sample vials to be extracted using the FAME procedure, and the FAME samples were analyzed by an HP5890 automated gas chromatography system using the Sherlock analysis software. Now to analyze the profiles that we get from each sample, we use SAS version 9.1.3. The step disk procedure was used to determine which fatty acids that we found in the samples were significant to differentiation between the ratios. And the CAN disk was used after the step disk procedure with the significant fatty acids to separate out the ratios. And the results for this analysis, here you can see the differences in profiles at 5,000 individuals per sample of the Meloidogyne at 100%, 75% Meloidogyne to 25%, all the way down to the orange, which is the Rhodolenchus reniformis at 100% in the samples. And here you can see there are slight differences in certain fatty acids, some decreasing as Rhodolenchus is found in the samples and some increasing. And this is just based on the percentages of each fatty acid found. But what you can find here at 5,000 is that the 18-1 omega-5, which is found only in Rhodolenchus reniformis, gradually increases with these population ratios, and also the 16 omega-5 is found at greater concentrations and higher percentages of Rhodolenchus reniformis. Now for the canonical analysis, this graph delineates the x-axis as the greatest differences between the samples analyzed. So between all points here, the greatest difference is found on the x-axis. The y-axis describes any residual differences here. Now for this analysis, 96% of the difference is found in the x-axis because that is between the pure Meloidogyne incognita and the rest of these samples, with Rhodolenchus reniformis at 100% on the far end. All of these different ratios at 5,000 are significantly different using statistical analysis. No comparison between any of these types of percentages is significantly the same. The greatest p-value that we got was just above 0.001, and it is for the comparison between the 2575 of 25% Mulligan Incognita to 75% Rhodolincus reniformis, and the 50-50 ratio. And this will show up in greater detail with the 500 populations. Now for the profile at 500, you see a similar trend as you did at 5,000, though that there is a difference with the way some of these profiles are exchanged because of the differences in the populations of the reniform nematodes and the Mulligan nematodes that we have. All of the Mulligan nematodes are from the same population. The reniform nematodes are from different populations around the state, so they express different fatty acids. So when you have a lower population, you have a higher percentage of getting nematodes with different fatty acids in them, which explains the much higher peak here of the significant fatty acid. Now for the canonical analysis for these, you see that it's turned over 180 degrees, with Mulligan Incognita being on the far right here, being the most different from the pure Rhodolincus reniformis. The only difference between these really is that the 2575, that was not quite similar, but the most similarity in the last one, the 50-50 2575 are not significantly different here at populations of 500. Now, as I told you before, the differences explained are on the x-axis here. In 500, you have 97% of those found to be in the x-axis between Mulligan Incognita and Rhodolincus reniformis. Now what this tells us is that at 5,000 individuals, the FAME analysis can be used to delineate any of the ratios that we looked at. However, at 500, only 95% of the possible comparisons among ratios are actually significantly different, with that 25, 75, and 50-50 comparison not being significantly different. Now the conclusions with this are that the ratios can be differentiated perfectly with 5,000 individuals per sample. But like I said, the 95% are only possible with 500. Now in addition to this, I don't have it in the presentation because I just finished it before we came here. I have developed a library using the Sherlock analysis software on the gas chromatograph, and 75% of the total samples that I ran, out of all 100 samples that I ran, can be accurately identified with that software to the exact ratio that was used. And this is very helpful because if we can distribute this, you can actually get people in diagnostics labs, maybe even farmers, if they send in samples, you can tell what percentage you have of sample of Rhodolincus reniformis and Mulligan Incognita in those samples without having to use the microscope work that's typical. And I'd like to take any questions that you guys have. Dr. Gasway?
So this, you're saying that you can look at this, use this system to make the prediction on threshold levels as a possibility of whether you need to treat or not, or either root knot or reniform?
But the question is, could this be used to detect thresholds? The only problem with this FAME analysis is, even though, like with the root knot, usually a threshold of 1 is considered potentially damaging. We can detect one nematode in a sample, but we can't identify it because there's not enough material there to actually identify it. So in some instances, if it's a high threshold level, it could possibly be used, but at low threshold levels, it can't be right now. Between like races of nematode? Between the race? The question is can I determine different species of the Mulligan with the ratios? I haven't done mixed ratios with those yet. I will be presenting things at another meeting later on about differentiating the different species, but I have not done anything with the ratios of different species yet. Sir?
If I understand it right, you're able to determine whether what percentage of a total population or the total population is Mulligan versus reniform, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And so, do you have any idea from that what the overall numbers of the nematodes are, or you can only tell what the
The question is, can I actually determine the numbers that are in the populations based on this? And I can get some general idea right now. We haven't set up a definitive stepwise to give us what response you get when you have 10, when you have 10,000, and what that is. You can, based on the percentages, work out how close they are, but you can't get exact numbers of each. But when you've got the 2575 at 5,000, you can tell there's about 5,000. It could be between 2,500 and 7,500, but it still gives you an idea and the relative ballpark of how many you have. There is a value to it based on what you're going to plant. Like if you've got high melioidogon and low reniform, if you put cotton in there, they're both going to work on it. But if you put corn in there, the reniform doesn't go to the corn as much, but all that melioidogon is going to kick up on the... So it just depends on what you plant.
I would imagine the system you're using would be more valuable for the end of the season, which we now do in the sampling to determine what you do the following year. So maybe your system, because you can't pick up root knot for low numbers, but neither can we do it if we sample in the spring. Can we pick up potential damage in situations with root knot if we sample early in the spring? So we could possibly impact the sampling miss that also.
That's true.
Down the blue keeps raising us.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you can distinguish between reniform and cyst nematodes.
Yes, sir. You can. The soybean cyst nematodes?
Yeah.
Yes. You can tell between soybean cyst nematode, all four of the melioidogon species that I have, and reniform nematode with the root. Oh, what's the other one I've run? Spiral nematode. There's a couple others that are running. They're all significantly different.
For the fatty acid?
No, for the fatty acid, when they come up with the heterotoglycenes, it has significant fatty acids that don't show up in the reniform nematode or in the melioidogon nematode. So there are fatty acids that are different between them. These weren't set up with that. That's the more advanced phase that I haven't gotten to yet with the increased populations, like if you have free living in there or something. I haven't worked it up to that far. This is pure samples of melioidogon and reniform. Sir?
How quickly you get results? How quickly you get results?
How quickly?
How quickly can you get the results for this? It's about a week right now, the way it's looking. Any other questions?
Oh, I've got one.
Okay.
You seem to indicate that a different population was used for the 500 versus the 5,000.
No, what it is the genetic expression in there of the reniform nematode. It's the same population, but it's, you know, the probability you have of the genetics coming out. If you've got a low population, if you have some that express that one significant fatty acid more, they could be expressing it more than some of the others in that population. But at 5,000, you get a better picture of what's actually in there. And thank you guys very much.